Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries and with the Life Support Outreach Church. I am indeed glad to be here today. It's an honor and a privilege to be back on our radio broadcast this evening. We just thank and praise God for you, and you. On this evening, God is so awesome today. He is just everything that I could ever think or want or hope for. God is good. We just give God praise and glory today. We reverence God on today. We give God praise. We're going to, first of all, just thank and praise him for another opportunity. We're going to get ready to call our prayer meeting to order today. We're going to get ready for our devotion services on today. We're going to be coming from Psalms 90. On today, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou tunest man to destruction, and said, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou cries, thou carries them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. But we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are three score years and ten, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. I have just read you from Psalms 90, from the first verse to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers and the doers and the hearers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace tonight, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Father, giving you all the praise, and we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor tonight, Lord. We just come, Lord, just thanking you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We come repenting, Lord. We come confessing, Lord. We repent for every known and unknown sin, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask your forgiveness and just cleanse us through your blood, Father. Just cleanse us through your blood, Jesus. Cleanse us, Holy Spirit. And just cleanse us. Wash our mind and wash every negative thought, Lord, and everything that's trying to get in our heart, Lord, that's not like you, Lord. We ask you for your forgiveness. And we ask you tonight, Lord, to bind the strong man on tonight. Bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. Bind up the strong man from every heart, every life that's on this radio broadcast. I ask you to bind the strong man on tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we come against every demon that's on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. We come against you now by the blood and with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase, the Holy Ghost, and minister to us on tonight, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you. We need you, Lord. We need your strength on tonight. We cannot make it without you, Lord. We need you, Lord. And we ask you tonight to send your anointing, Father. I ask you to change and shift the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Just shift the atmosphere right now, Lord. Shift it, Lord. Change it, Lord. And send your anointing right now on our radio broadcast. Just send it now, Lord, that we may feel you, Lord, that we may know that you're there, Lord, that we may get delivered and healed and set free on tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I'm so careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 We just thank and praise God for our devotion on tonight. It's always good, hallelujah, to be in his presence as much as possible. God is so awesome, and we should have testimony after testimony after testimony, because God been good to us. If we on this line tonight, God has been good to us because he woke us up this morning, and he started, because I'm telling you, it's so much that's going to happen. It's so many things that's going to happen, and God is keeping us. God is protecting us. God is covering us. And I thank him so much. All I can do is bow down before him and just praise and give him glory and worship him and thank him, because he's covering us. He's hiding us under his wings. I'm telling you, he's got us in his bosom. Nothing will harm us. A thousand may fall at the right and a thousand at the left, but nothing will come nigh us. I'm telling you, we ought to be praising and thanking God every step we make, every breath we take. God is just good. He don't have to always give us money and you know, all this other kind of stuff, but your life. He love us. He love us. We know he love us because he sent his only begotten son. So I just thank God on tonight. I praise God on tonight for his goodness. I thank him for everything that he does. Hallelujah. I just give him praise. I give him glory on tonight. He's an awesome God. So at this time, we're going to open up for any testimonies, any praise reports, a word that the Lord has given you to give the line or give to anyone on the line, or encouragement, something to encourage somebody with, because right now people don't know which way to go. People don't know what to do. They don't know what's coming next. They need encouraging. And my God, I understand. But we have to run to the, like I said the other night, we have to run we can't run to the church now. The church is in our heart. But we can run down on our knees to Niue Station and call on the name of God. And I tell you, God will fix every situation. He'll encourage us to the utmost. He always encourages us. When we think we're down and out, God will send somebody. He'll send something to encourage us. God is good just like that. God is an awesome God. And so I'm just opening up tonight for testimony.
Because if you have one thing on that, trying to say one thing.
Amen. And the line is open now for testimony service. Amen. If we have any. Praise God. Yeah, I know I don't need nobody to testify for me, don't you? I can do it myself. I definitely can do it myself. So I praise and thank God tonight for everything that he... Hello?
Amen. I was just going to, I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all right, because I'm going to, you know, I'm going to testify probably again anyway.
Amen. I just wanted to thank God for another day of life, another week. Just thank God that things are going as well as they are. And, you know, personally, this situation has forced me to spend more time with them and think about what is really valuable in life and, you know, rethink some things and reflect and repent about some things. And also when we're quiet and still and purposely listening to the Holy Spirit of the living God, spending time in prayer, He can reveal things that we didn't know.
Yeah.
And so everything that in quiet reflection isn't about what I've done wrong, thank God. But the Lord was just bringing it to me. You ought to have it to know that my servants, my ministers, those that it does make a difference to have Christ in your life. You might make mistakes because we're human. Amen. That's why we know we need Christ. Hallelujah. It's a wise choice, as you were teaching last week from Proverbs. It's wisdom to know and acknowledge God. And it's a wise choice to have Christ in our life and to have a book, to have a word from the Lord, and to allow God to have access to our hearts. Know that His sovereign will, He will have access in our lives and hearts. And also that we have access to His throne room. It's not a club or a gang we can sign up for. It's not, hallelujah, a society you can buy your way into, hallelujah. But it's expensive, it's valuable, hallelujah, and it's the treasure and of knowing God and having Christ in our lives. But that Holy Ghost is beyond measure. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so I just want to thank God for our heart to think about doing right. I just want to thank God for the desire to do good, desire to please the Lord, a desire to pray and spend time with Him and just want to share that with others. Amen. It's just allowing God in your life. It has opened up realms and possibilities and relationships and opportunities that I never would have known about. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you have to have people to refer you, and you got to have somebody that's going to push you, and a public relations person. But I tell you, even if you don't have all of that all the time, because I've had that too, praise God. You know, I thank you for what you've done. For my ministry and my business and all that outside and inclusive of the kingdom. But I just want to encourage somebody to accept Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. And let Him fill you with that Holy Ghost. It does not close your life to things. It opens your life up for the better. No matter what the situation is, you'll always have it better. And you'll have a secret. Hallelujah, of righteousness that the enemy can't ever take from you. In your weak hours, you may feel, oh, is God with me? And but He'll come by and by. He said He'll never leave nor forsake us, and I'm just a witness that this is true. And I just thank you, Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean, hallelujah, for the opportunity to share my little testimony. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I was going to be quiet, and then when you said that, I said, well, now, God, it's my little situation, I almost be crying almost every day. I know I better say something. So I was just convicted, and that's what made me say something. So thank God
for
Christ Jesus.
God bless you,
ma'am.
Prophet. God bless you. God bless you. It's a blessing to even have a mind and give God praise for even just having a mind to do the right thing. I thank and praise God so much all the time, you know, because when He wake us up in the morning, when you wake up and the first thing you think about is the Lord, when I tell you, I be giving God praise because I could think about so many other things when you first open your eyes in the morning. I just thank God that I can wake up and God give me a mind to run and pray. Sometimes I'd be tired, I'd be dragging one leg, running to the his throne, trying to pray somewhere. It's a blessing for that. And I give God all the praise. I give him glory. I give him glory. Is there any more testimony or praise reports or anything? God is good, man.
Good evening.
Good, man. Good evening.
Good evening. I just want to give a little testimony just to speak on how good God has been for me this week and last week and the week before that and the week that's coming. I just thank God for everything that he has done for me. And lately, he just been dealing with me. Like, when I say something little, and he'd be like, oh, yeah. So I've been praying that God forgive me for the things that I've been taking for granted. And I never really thought that I would be taking my boy's school for granted. Like, I never thought that. And I was riding. I'm like, Lord, please forgive me for everything that I've taken for granted. And he was like, well, the school, the car.
Mm.
Like, he just started showing me things that I feel like I was taking for granted. And I just started just praising God because it's the little things that I want God to just know that I love him and I appreciate him for, like opening up my eyes. I didn't just open up my eyes when God said, okay, right, get up. And it always be at 2:00 in the morning, but, you know, still, I thank God for just getting me up, getting me prepared and having me on his missions and whatever he has for me to do. People are always praying against me, and I feel like people don't even believe in the gift that I have, but it's not for nobody else to believe. It's only for God to use me with. And I thank God trusting in me, this ghetto girl, with a gift that he's blessed me with. I thank God for taking me through all these all these trials and tribulation, that he finally blessed me with my husband. And my babies can look up to somebody, a man, and not have to be looking at nobody beating on their mama. I thank God for that.
Thank God for learning.
Even when I was in those relationships, what I got out the relationship. I learned so much, and I just thank God for that. Yeah. We be going around here like, God, why am I going through this? Why is this and why is that? And when you come out of it, and you be looking, and you just like, oh, thank you, God. Thank you for keeping me and blessing me.
Yeah.
And thank you for wisdom. When you asking for wisdom, it's not coming easy to you, and you got to earn it.
No.
So I just thank God for I just trust the process. I just love God. Ever since he gave me trust the process, I use that a lot. I just trust the process, and I depend on God. And he has not failed me yet. I don't care if I have to get out here on this bus. I will, and God know I will. I thank God for being in our life. My baby be scared of the door. He mine. I want to bless all. Okay. I thank God for that.
Some kids don't even know about that.
I just read on Facebook that a 7-year-old got shot trying to rob somebody.
Oh my
God. My baby's in the house, and I'm not even taking that for granted because they don't even have to be up here. They could be out there doing what their little boy was doing. I thank God for that. I thank God for keeping me and my baby just one more time.
Yeah.
If he don't keep me no more, I thank him for keeping me right now. Today and blessing me and my husband and my boy. And I thank God for that. And I give him all the glory and the praise and the honor. I'm still young and still got some time to go, but from what I've been through in my life, I cannot just not say nothing to God. God's been so good to me. I could say that if I had 10 million tongues, it just wouldn't cover how much he done did for me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank
you, God. I got up the other day and cut all my hair off. And God just like, okay, now this gonna be the new you. And I didn't understand at first, but now I understand the role God got me going. Now it's not pretty, and it's not bad, and it's rough. But because of all the stuff that I've been through, God done already got me prepared for this. So now all I gotta do is walk in faith and do what he tell me to do, and I'm all right.
Yes.
I thank God for
yes,
it. I thank God
yes,
for it. And I thank you guys for listening
yes.
to me and
thank
you
know,
continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise
Lord.
God. Amen. We just thank God for that testimony because you know what? Gifts come without repentance. And let me tell you something. What I said Sunday, what God gave me to talk about, to whom much is given, much is required. Sometimes you go through a lot to get a lot. And sometimes you get a lot and you go through a lot for it. These gifts and callings, hey, they don't come cheap. We have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death to get what we already have. We have fivefold ministries. I know I do. It's in that valley that I walked, that crooked road that I was on. God straightened that crooked road up, and I thank God for it. And I'm telling you today, honey, you thank him every chance you get because we're not perfect.
Yes.
But I know for myself that God is working on you, honey, and you keep right on letting him work on you, and you keep right on staying humble. Keep trusting in God and see what happens.
Mm.
God going to do just what you want him to do. God going to do it. When he can reach way down. He reached way down in a miry clay in the pit. Pulled me up out of a pit.
Mm-hmm.
Set my feet on a rock. Planted me. But running in my feet and clapping in my hand. He put the word of God in my heart. Don't think he won't do it for you. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, if you keep right on, hallelujah, if God going to make it right, you're going to be walking so holy, living holy, you ain't going to know. You're going to look around and say, yeah, thank you, Lord, because I know you did it. If God can straighten me up, hallelujah, he can do anybody. If he can clean me up, he can clean anybody. I've seen him take wine heads on the corner of Bond Avenue. I've seen him take a wine head on the corner of Bond Avenue, clean him up, dry him out, put that word in his heart. The boy preaching right today got a family. He didn't have nothing at that time. When I tell you, if God can do, he's not a respecter of persons.
Amen. Apostle Dr. Deborah Dane. I can't hear anything. Anyone else there?
Looks like she went out.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was disconnected or what.
Sound like she's praying, though.
Oh, you can hear her?
I don't take it for granted. I don't take nothing he do for granted. When he wake me up, I just thank him. You know, we eating and drinking and scary, but God don't even have to let that happen. Even this pandemic, this virus era, he said that the believer is not going to suffer. I don't care what happens. We're not going to suffer. God said he's covering us just like he did those Israelites in Goshen. They didn't suffer. Not none of them. Because God had them covered. And he covered us right where we are. He can do that because he got all by himself. So I thank and praise God for that. Do we have any prayer requests? Do we have any prayer requests on tonight? I can pray for some people. I know I want my, I have prayer requests on tonight. I want my family prayed for.
I just ask that you know, you all pray my strength in the Lord, that I could just, that the Lord will reveal to me what I will be doing. I am a little concerned about my career and things with the church being closed. You know, of course, I do personal evangelism, but it's different when you're meeting with people on a regular basis to keep you strengthened. And I just need to, I've just been praying, waiting for the Lord to show me what I will be doing, you know. And so I'm hoping that things will, you know, get, be productive and progressive soon, you know. So.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. My phone had jumped on the Bluetooth. That's what happened. It jumped back and forth on my Bluetooth way in the bedroom. And I'm downstairs, and it jumped on the Bluetooth. That wasn't nothing but the enemy trying to throw a monkey wrench. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be praying for you. I need prayer for my family, my husband and I. I need prayer for my body, my heart. It doesn't put me on any more medication because I'm not going on any. We need to pray for the children with this new whatever this they got for the children. It's breaking out on the little children now. We need to pray for that. Come against it and from. And I pray for everybody that's on the line on tonight. I'm going to play up. We're going to listen to some music, and we're going to then go into prayer.
Amen.
God is good. He is good. I just thank him. He's an awesome God, a holy God, a righteous God.
Yes.
And I give him praise.
You. Amen.
Not an hour of love, but an endless moment with my arms outstretched. I need you to make way as you have done so many times. Through an open door, I slip my head. Come rescue me. I need you right
away.
I need you now. I need you now. I need you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, just repenting and confessing, Lord, and asking you now for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, I can't help but to repent, Lord. I can't help but to call on you to forgive me, Lord, for every negative thought, Lord, for every negative word, for every negative statement, Lord, for just talking and saying things that I shouldn't say, Lord, things that I don't even know I'm saying, Lord. I repent right now, whether it's wrong or right, Lord. If it's not like you, Lord, I repent right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to cleanse me right now, Lord. Search my heart, my mind, and my spirit, Lord. If there is anything, Lord, that should not be, Father, I ask you to. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, create in me a clean heart. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit and a strong mind. In the name of Jesus, I know them just as I am, Lord, and just as I am, Lord, and I come right now, Lord, and oh, yeah, the city of them in the name of Jesus, bowing at your feet behind the veil, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, sitting around the throne, Lord, and praying at your feet, Lord, and I come. Just giving you praise tonight, and I come giving you glory, and
I come magnifying your holy name. I come tonight, Lord, and just giving you praise, Lord. And I love you tonight, Lord. And we give you glory, Lord. And we give you praise tonight. And I come, Lord, and just thanking you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for everything, Lord. And I thank you right now. I thank you for waking us up this morning. And I thank you for starting us on our way. In the name of Jesus, clothed in our right mind, Father. In the name of Jesus, I come, Lord, and just bowing down, Lord. And I come right now. I'm bowing at your feet. I'm just giving you praise. Worshiping you, Lord. And I give you worship tonight. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you worship, Lord, and I give you praise, hallelujah. I give you worship, Lord, and I give you praise on tonight, and I magnify your name, Lord, and I glorify your name, Lord, and I give you praise tonight, and I give you glory, hallelujah. Lord, we come around, we sitting around the throne, oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus, just thanking you, Lord, and thank you for our life. Thank you for giving us. Thank you, Lord. Everything that we need. We thank you. We don't take nothing for granted. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for opening our minds. And have so many things. That give you glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you right now, hallelujah. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory. I bind the enemy up right now, hallelujah. I bind up the enemy. I bind the enemy right now, hallelujah. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. I cast you out. I command you to go. I cast you out. I command you to go. I cast you out. I command you to go. The spirit of infirmity, the spirit of sickness, the spirit of disease, I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to go. God gave me the authority. He gave me the power. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise on tonight and give him glory. I take authority over him and I break every curse. I break every curse. I break every curse. I break every curse. I bind up every spirit of poverty, every spirit of lack, every spirit of destruction, every spirit of sickness. I bind it up. I bind up now. I bind up the spirit of death. I bind you up. Vagabondism. In the name of Jesus, I break up all command you to go up. I command you to go up. I bind you up. I bind you. Hallelujah. I bind you up. I cast you out. And I command you to go up. I command you to never come back. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I give God glory. I give God glory tonight. I break every hex and every jinx, every spell, every spoken curse over our lives. I break it down.
Yes,
I destroy you. I tear you to pieces. I tear you down. Melted you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no power. You have no power. You have no authority. You have no power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise tonight. I give him glory tonight. I give God praise and I give him glory. I command every spirit of death. I command every spirit of friend. I command bondage and talk. Conversion. I command mind control and witchcraft and poverty. I command lack and death and command double mindedness and infirmity. I command pain, divorce, separation, strife. I command and depression and sadness. I command loneliness and self-destruction, self-destruction. I command self-destruction. And abuse and addiction to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, come out. You out. And I command you to go. I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, every lusty, every succubus, every spirit, every bad spirit, I command you to go. I command you up. You to go. I command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you for setting us free. We thank you tonight for setting us free. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise, Lord. We just thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you for how you keep us, Lord. Thank you that you never left us, Lord. Praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. And give you praise. Mine. Public. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. And I give you praise for sickness and disease. You go right. I bind you up. I bind you up. Spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus. We don't know what I'm thinking. I know. Or they really be humble. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no authority over us. God has given the power and authority to you. If it's a disease, we cast you out. Out of our mind, out of our bodies, in a, every organ, to line up right now, that you made, how you made it to line up, in the name of Jesus, everything is out of order, every this in our back, I call them. Everything, get back in order now. I command you to go back in order in the name of Jesus, the way God made us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I trust you, and I believe it's in order. Can't no virus. We bind it back right now. We bind it up, and we cast it out, and we command it to go. Lord, in the name of Jesus, virus, to where it come from, send it back, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, thank you for covering us, thank you for keeping us, thank you for healing us, thank you for helping us, thank you for feeding us, thank you, Lord, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise you tonight. I worship you tonight. I praise you tonight. I worship you tonight. I praise you just for a little bit to go to court, just for a little meal that I have, Lord, just for a little milk in the refrigerator. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for Jesus' self, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory, Lord. And I give you praise tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for those that nobody else want to pray for. I pray for those that's sleeping up under the bridge in cardboard boxes. I pray for those that's sleeping in the bushes. In the case for those sleeping on the corner, standing on the corner, eating out of trash cans. I pray for them that's in the shelter home, Lord, all over this world, Lord. All over this earth, Lord, and I ask you to cover them now, Lord, and keep them covered right now, Lord, and keep them covered, Lord, and bless them right now, Lord, and you know what they need, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and to whom much is given, much is required, to whom much is given, Lord, and much is required, and I ask you right now, let them go seek him out, to let them know what they are required to do, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, their purpose, Lord. Name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, hallelujah, and I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you worship tonight. Pray for men and women, boys and girls, all over this land and country. I pray for Lord, and I pray that you bless them. I pray that you cover them. I pray that you heal them. I pray for their families. I pray for the truck drivers. I pray for their families. I pray for President Trump. I pray for his son. I pray for his children. I pray for everyone. I love Trump, and I love everybody in the Senate. I love everybody in the White House. I pray for their families, and I cover them now in the blood of Jesus. Camp angels all around about them. Bless them, Lord, and bless them, Lord. I pray for my enemies. I love my enemies. I ask you to bless them, Lord, and with the blessing that they stand in need of. I pray for them right now. Those that say all manner of evil against me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that try to disciple me, Lord, I pray for them, Lord. I love them.
That's a sign of goodness, Lord. Pray, Lord. Thank you.
name of Jesus, I just give you praise. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord wants you to watch. The Lord wants you to wait. He said, you are watchmen on the wall. He wants you to wait. And he said the vision is going to get clearer and clearer. Hallelujah. 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 He said, to whom much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about money and finances and homes and cars. Of God. Hallelujah. To whom much is given these gifts. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To much is required. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Same thing he said for you. It is Martin. To whom much is given, much is required. He said, just hold on and watch him work. Because nothing you can do for yourself, he's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all think God ain't listening to y'all, but God knows and he hear y'all. He knows and he hear you. God said, you will not suffer. God won't let you suffer. God is covering you up to this leaf. God is covering you. God loves you. God loves you. People think they can say and talk about you and do any kind of thing, but they don't know. They don't know who you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is in control, and he will take care of everything, every situation, and every circumstance. He's going to do it, but you're a watchman on the wall. Hallelujah. You're going to be one to blow the trumpet. Hallelujah. The shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise on tonight. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for opening doors. Doors open for them. Oh, yes, Lord, I see they be hitting the end. I see doors opening, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Gigi on tonight. She called me today crying, and I just ask God for you to cover her now. In the name of Jesus, every mind controlling spirit, whatever it is that she's going through, Lord, I bind up every mind controlling spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I ask you to encourage her heart, encourage her spirit, in the name of Jesus. Keep her covered, her and her children and family under the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to bless them, protect them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. I pray for my children, grandchildren, my great-grand. Lord, keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them. Lord, bless my sisters and brothers, my family all over the land and country. Bless my spiritual family. Lord, in the name of Jesus, all my spiritual children, my God children, Lord, I ask you to bless and keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Lord, encamp your angels. All about you know what they need, Jesus. Yes, you do, Lord. I just give you praise and glory, and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your anointing on tonight. And I thank you right now that the anointing is present. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I give you praise on tonight, Lord. I ask you to bless every apostle, every bishop, every pastor, every preacher, every evangelist, every teacher, every rabbi, every prophet, Lord. I cover each one of them in the name. Just keep them all covered, Lord. Call it once. I ask them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless
cast a kind of spirit of death, Lord, over their homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just give you praise on tonight. Your glory. Lord, we just thank you for this prayer, Lord. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. He's gonna make himself. You all are gonna have a visit from God. I'm gonna say that a visitation. I don't know if you ever had any, but you're gonna have one real soon. Mm-hmm. So don't worry, don't fret about nothing, because God hear y'all prayers. He hear and he sees and he knows. God is a good God. And I thank him every minute, every day. So, wait a minute. On Tuesday, we're going to be back on our broadcast, but pretty soon we're going to get on Zoom. We're going to go on and get on Zoom. But I'm letting God lead me when to do it. But we're going to go on Zoom and because we want to see each other and stuff. We can see each other from Zoom. A lot of times it don't be a whole lot of people on here, and sometimes it be 8 to 10 people on here. So it doesn't matter to me if don't know. No, it matters. But, you know, it's not going to bother me. I said it doesn't bother me whether anybody is on here or not. I still have to pray and preach. Just like it was 500 people on here. So I have to give God my best. I give God my best. I don't slight him at all. With whatever I do for him, I try to do my best. So when we get on Zoom, if you don't see nobody but one or two people, don't be alarmed, because we have angels. And always, if nobody's on here, then I pray to the angels. And they are happy about that. They're happy. So you know what? I give God praise. And the way they let me know that they're here, they're happy, head get heavy, and they get fire, like fire in the top of my head. So I know that the anointing of God is here, that present here, whether anyone here or not. So I give praise. He's been good to me. He's been good to me. So I have no threats, no complaints, no nothing. No, nothing. I just love God today. Amen. So I'm not going to hold y'all. I'm so grateful that y'all decided to come on tonight. You could have been anywhere else and done anything else. I thank God, and I love y'all so much for just being with me and encouraging me. Just an encouragement for me as well. So I thank and praise God on tonight. You all have a blessed night. God bless y'all. We're going to get on our Father. We just thank you for our prayer, praise, and prophecy. I want to thank you for the ones that testified, Lord. I thank you that you blessed them 100-fold, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the ones that should have been on, but God, I ask you to still bless them. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You all are dismissed. God, I love you, and I love you too. Have a blessed day.
God bless. Love you all.